So we finished up last week with the ending verses 46 through 50, where we was talking about praising the end of the psalm. We don't need to go over that stuff. We're going to start back up here at the beginning part of the psalm. And let's read a couple verses here, see what the Lord has for us. We'll read verses 1 through 6. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Before we get started, I would like to say just a couple things here. First thing, I want to thank the Lord for his protection. As Pastor mentioned, there was another wreck on 77. Ed, we came around the corner as the young boy got out of his truck in the woods and was running down to check on the guy he just run into. Ford Lightning, like Dylan had, was a pretty red truck, lost it on the turn, shot him up in the woods, and car something like Pastor just got, from what I could tell of it, but didn't look like anyone was hurt that bad. Just the two people, somebody else was there. So I put down the windows, is everybody okay? They said, yeah, so I just got out of the danger zone. But, you know, you get all caught up in the details, but it's God's protection and provision. Amen. I think he sent me just a few more guardian angels when I moved up on the mountain, Ed, because that flatland stuff, we didn't really get that coming up from Unionville. But the Lord protected us many times that way. I do recall one Sunday night, I believe it was, we were headed home. We were almost home. We were within 2 miles from our home when we lived down Unionville. It was dark, wintertime, on Route 26. And I seen a truck coming, and it went phew, past me like that. I mean, flying. And I was like, whoa, where's he going? I looked in the mirror. He went off the road, hit the guardrail, and went flying into the trees. We turned around and went back. Luke and I went down to check on him, called the ambulance. The man was out cold. I don't know if he had a seizure or what, and his foot must have laid on the throttle, but he sent that F-250 flying through the sky, and only by the grace of God, the man was alive. He ended up walking. The EMTs got him out, and he walked to the ambulance. I couldn't believe it. But he could have, instead of going off the right of the road, he could have went the other way, and we wouldn't be here to talk about it today. So God protects in many ways, and I just want to testify and thank him for that. He's good to us, whether we're in the mountain, on the mountain, or in the valley, Ed. He's good. Yeah. I'm picking on you today because my buddy's not here. I miss my friend. We all do. But as Pastor said back in the prayer room, Mike would want us to move forward. We're not to stay still. We're not to throw it in park, kick it in neutral, anything. Keep on going. Keep on going for the Lord. But the Lord was gracious, very gracious. Sue, you and your family, a great testimony amongst those people. I text Pastor after this. We'll get to the lesson. I text Pastor sometime Friday evening. I said, I feel like the service went really well. He said, I've never had a group of people tied into me, a group that size tied into me the way those people were. And I thought about that as I sat back there where Brother Terry is sitting, and I could kind of see, and there was just little to no distraction, and the Lord was here. He was, His Holy Spirit was moving. I pray that we'll see some fruit from that. Mike touched a lot of people in his life, and I'm thankful to be one of them. As I was getting ready for this morning, I had studied ahead. Once in a while, I get ahead. And so I knew I didn't have a whole lot that I had to do this week. But nonetheless, I've been looking at it as I would have some time, set aside some time to look at this. And I just read over my notes and over them and studied more. And I was like, but I want to say something for the Ricks family, which I have. But you'll see as we get into the lesson here, the Lord said, it was right there. You didn't have to say anything special. It was right there. We are right there today. As we pick up in verse 4, David reflects on a number of pearls he has been delivered from throughout his life, and he ponders on them. As he ponders on them, he can't help but to praise the Lord who brought him through all of them. This leads us to point number 2, number 2 in the message for Psalm 18, and that's the pearl for deliverances. We see in verses 4 and 5. We'll look at some of these pearls here as things happened in David's life, and he testified and praised the Lord for bringing him through them. It says here in verse 4 and in verse 5, it says, verse 4 says, the sorrows of death compassed me, the floods of the ungodly men made me afraid. And then again in verse 5, it starts out with, the sorrows of hell compassed me about. The pearl of sorrows we see here David testifying about. We find David as he begins to testify of the deliverances that God gave him over the years. This psalm is later in David's life. We see that he opens up and he starts with what I would say would be the worst one. I mean, the pearl here that he was in, the predicament he was in here in verses 4 and 5, as he was testifying about that, was no doubt, and I've read different commentators about it, that nobody can actually agree or nail it down, but most of them would say the fact that this is no doubt where Saul was trying to track him down and take his life. I would say that there's pretty much that is the time that David would say that he was in sorrows of, that the sorrows of death would compass him about, or the sorrows of hell compass him about. And so think about David being in that situation. The word sorrows here means a cord or a rope. In other words, it was about time for David to check out of here, but it wasn't God's time. And I thought about that with Brother Mike and what was mentioned in the service Friday about how some things happened to him over the years, especially that forklift accident should have took him. It should have, but it wasn't his time. I'm glad it wasn't his time. I'm glad we got to spend more time with him and with his family. And we'll continue. He will continue to be here with us. And we will miss him dearly, but we thank the Lord for that. But David here is testifying of these scenes. He starts out with the most severe, and he describes them as death and hell surrounding him. I thought about this as a study, and I said, what a fearful place to be. Now, you and I today are not in that situation. There's nobody threatening us for our lives. I don't think so. But again, we may in time, as the Lord, depends on when the Lord comes back, and we may face that, but we don't face it today. But as we bring it forth to today, sorrow and suffering often comes to us as Christians. We've seen it come this week in a different way, not in the way that David was faced with it here, but we've seen it come this week, and no doubt is sorrow. And we grieve with those that grieve, we mourn with those that mourn. But as Pastor said, we will move on and we'll keep going forward. Sorrow and suffering often come to the godly in this life, but the eternal life will be the exact opposite for us. We'll have no bad news when it comes to eternity if you know the Lord as your Savior. Mike is out of the land of bad news. As I spoke with Sue on Friday night a little bit, got to just kind of thinking about some things, and she said, he's just up there running around, Ronnie. He's just up there having a time. And I said, yeah, he is. I said, he's probably stirring up some trouble. And that stopped me right in my tracks. I said, no, he's not, because there's no trouble there.
That's right.
Yeah. No trouble there. But think about it, folks. We all face sorrows and struggles and things like David faced these. You and I face them every day. And some of them are worse than others. This week was a hard one. It was a tough one. But we have the promise of eternal life. We have that hope spoken of in Titus about the hope that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we find comfort in that, knowing that our brother is with the Lord. And, you know, just the thought of the sorrows that David's talking about here and the sorrows I'm talking about that have kind of encompassed us for the last couple months here, especially with Brother Mike, the fact that those things in eternity, folks, when we're with the Lord, they will come no more. No more. We should rejoice in that. We should praise God. David is praising God. This is a song of praise, and he's praising God, but yet he's explaining some things that God's brought him through. And he said, you know, well, I get a little ahead of myself, but down in verse 6, in my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. And yes, God does hear our prayers, and he will help us through these times of sorrow. But, you know, there's coming a day where there'll be no more sorrows.
Yes, amen.
I can't think of the words to the song, preacher, but there's coming a day. We used to sing it years ago. I'm asked in a mind that's further gone than mine. What am I doing? But anyway, But just, you know, those words come to my mind that there is coming a day, folks, where we won't have to worry about that. If we know the Lord as our Savior, and only if we know the Lord as our Savior. If we do not know the Lord as our Savior, it's going to be torment and fear the rest of eternity. Let's look at the comparison. Let's turn over to 2 Samuel. You can hold your finger. We'll be right back there in just a little bit if you want to. 2 Samuel 22, like I said in the introduction of this chapter, it is almost word for word what we see in chapter 18 of Psalms. But it says something a little bit different here. It's worded a little different, but it just adds a little extra to it that I would say it's worth looking into. And that's 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 5. Verse 4 says, I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from mine enemies. That's the same as it is verse 4. Verse 3 over there in Psalm 18. But then verse 5 says, when the ways of death can pass me, the floods of the ungodly men made me afraid. David calls it here, the waves of death compassing him. It's a wave, folks. The sorrows that we're speaking of back in Psalm 18, it's like a wave that overcomes us. Knocks us down, so to speak. And it's a fearful place to be. I am not a fisherman. I don't want to be on the boat. I don't want nothing to do with a boat. I mean, if you want to go out on a lake or something like that, but if you want to take me down to the bay or to the ocean, just forget about it, okay? I don't want anything to do with it. Frank, my hat's off to you. All those years on the water, I don't know how you took it, but I don't want nothing to do with it. But you think about that and the waves that keep crashing, and Frank could testify to us. I could have him come up here and tell us about a storm that he went through, many storms he's went through out on the sea, and those waves don't stop. And sometimes in our lives, it seems like the waves don't stop. The things just keep hitting us over and over again. And David was talking about the sorrows of death compassing him, going around him, and how they just wouldn't seem to stop. They were like waves that wouldn't stop. But yet, in his distress, in verse 6, he called upon the Lord and cried unto my God, and he heard me out of his temple. The Lord will hear us when we cry unto him. Let's look over here. And as I was studying this out, I found another verse, a couple of verses that I think really ties us into where we are with the events of this past week. And that's Psalm 116. And I find it hard to pick out a verse. So we'll just spend a little bit of time here looking at this. I don't have no outline for it. I just looked it up as following stuff through the concordance. And it was a blessing to me. And I just got this morning. It says here in verse 1, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications. That is very similar to what Psalm 18 said in verse number 1, talking about loving the Lord. And we do love him, and we should love him. Verse 2, because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. You know, if we've come to that place, let's back our minds back up to the day of our salvation and think about the Lord hearing your cry. That cry might have been 6 months ago, James a year or so ago, for me 40 years ago. Others, it's been longer. Others, it's been less. It doesn't matter how long, but think back to that time. Said, and think about this. Loving the Lord, why? Because he hath, verse 2, he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. You know, there's times that since I've been saved, there's been times that I didn't call upon the Lord, Brother Tracy. There's been times where I've got sideways, I've got carnal, I've got worldly, I've got away from God. But he always drew me back. And that's what he does with us. If we're sheep, he will draw the sheep back. If you're a goat, he's not going to draw you back. If you're a sheep, he will draw you back. And, you know, I'd just like to testify and say that because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. Mike had that testimony of calling upon the Lord as long as he lived. And we thank him for that. Verse 3 is where the reference verse that led me over here. And it says, the sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Again, comparing back to verses 4 and 5 in Psalm 18, we see here the sorrows of death again. David testifying here, I believe this is David that wrote this psalm. It doesn't say in the caption, and I didn't go that far in my study. Again, I just got this morning. The Lord gave me this morning, and they were a blessing to me. I just want to read them to you. Verse 4, then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Think about that day that you asked him to deliver your soul. I thank him for delivering mine. Gracious is the Lord and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. God was merciful to me. He was merciful to me, a sinner. At 16 years old, the old account was getting full already. The old account got settled long ago. The Lord was gracious. He took care of that. He was merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. That's salvation right there. I remember being brought low. I remember what Pastor said Friday about Mike's testimony. And I had no doubt heard Mike's testimony many times over again. But that was a complete addition of it there, if you want to call it that. And I thought about that time, preacher, where he said, from the time of his father's death, I knew that's when God started ringing his bell, but I wasn't here yet. That was shortly before I came here. And those couple months there where he came and he heard the word of God and he acknowledged it, and Sue acknowledged the fact that, you know, what did the pastor say? It shook him to the core, his spiritual, his soul. It shook him. I remember that time of being shook till the Lord got a hold of my heart. And it was just a blessing to hear that. And just trying to share some stuff with you this morning. Verse 6, the Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. And when he brings you low, he is bringing you low so that he can help you. If you've never come to know the Lord as your Savior, if you are here today, he is trying to bring you to that point. You say, that's belittling. It's not belittling. It's God being merciful unto you to show you that you are a sinner and you need to trust him as your Savior. He will save you if you put your faith and trust in him and ask him to forgive you of his sins. Verse 7 says, return unto thy rest, O my soul. The Lord hath dealt bountifully with me. That is, how the Lord deals with us once we've trusted him as our Savior. He gives us far more than we deserve. Bountifully, he says here. Verse 8, "For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling." That's him helping us in all those situations, delivering your soul from death, from dying and going to hell. "Mine eyes from tears," he wipes those away, "and my feet from falling," he gives us stability to go on and walk with him. That is what Pastor has mentioned back here. Mike wants us to keep moving. He wants us to be stable and keep on going. "I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I have believed, therefore I have spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me?" What can we give him? Verse 13, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. If you don't know the Lord as your Savior today, he is offering you the cup of salvation. It is there waiting for you. You just need to take it up from him. Verse 14, I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. And then verse 15, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. We've all been touched this week with what's happened to Mike. But the Bible says, Colby, the Bible says it's precious in the sight of the Lord. Yeah, it hurts because we don't have him. But think about how precious that is, that the Lord does have him. And it's soon, one day soon, he'll have us all. All of us that have trusted him as a Savior. Whether we go the way that Mike went, or whether we go in the rapture, nonetheless, we will be with him if we've trusted him as our Savior. And it says it's precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. It's not precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of anyone. Because God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God doesn't take any pleasure in the wicked dying, going to hell. He didn't prepare hell for them. He prepared it for the devil and his angels. But my friend, if you haven't trusted Christ as your Savior, that's the only other place that you'll go when this life is over. Amen. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Pastor, I remember a series of messages that you preached on that. I don't know how many weeks you preached on that, but I remember that verse just over and over, Sunday after Sunday, many years ago. But every time I read that verse, I remember you preaching those messages. Don't ask me what you said, but I remember the verse. But it did. It stuck in my head and in my heart, the fact that it's precious. You know, back in April, I had to go and deal with a cousin of mine that took his life, and it wasn't good. I went to the service they had for him and endured that what I could. It wasn't good. It wasn't like what we had here Friday. It wasn't precious in the sight of the Lord. What we had here Friday was precious in the sight of the Lord. O Lord, truly, verse 16, O Lord, truly, I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. He's testifying of the fact that the Lord has cut him loose from the bonds of sin that tied him down and given him eternal life. Verse 17, I will offer to thee sacrifice and thanksgiving. I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. We find the psalmist here praising the Lord, just like he does back in Psalm 18. But we got over there because of verse 3, where it talks about the sorrows of death. The Lord gave me that this morning and just said, just read it. And hopefully it'll be a blessing to the people as we read through it. Go back to Psalm 18. We'll finish up the first part here. Got a couple minutes left. We're talking about the pearls for deliverance. And number one under that is the pearl of sorrows. When he's going through the sorrows of death and the sorrows of hell. And I got notes every which way here. I will just go down to this, that I've wrote this verse down at the end. As I thought about the fact that sorrows that we go through, sorrows that David went through, and how they compassed him and how they compass us, and how the floods of the ungodly men made us afraid. We'll get into that next week. But thinking about those sorrows, I thought about this verse. Paul said in Romans chapter 8 and verse 18, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Amen. Don't let the sorrows of this life get you down. They may very well be God's mercies in disguise. Things that we go through that cause us sorrow, look for God's mercy in it. God's merciful and gracious to us. How many times have we heard, and we've heard that this week as well, "I don't know how the world does this." And they find their own way, so to speak, of dealing and coping with stuff, but it's not God's way. I've seen some of that, and I get, gives me chills. Some of the stuff that people, unsaved people, put their confidence in, and the feelings and everything else that come their way. But you and I have a hope, a blessed hope. Our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ, and his mercies are new every morning. Lamentations tells us they're new every morning. So God gave you some new mercies this morning. His compassion is about you and your family. But I'm going to quote Pastor here. We're all family. God's good. His mercies are new every day. So we think about those sorrows that David went through. But in the end, he's testifying and he's giving praise to God because he heard him. You and I know that the Lord hears us. He heard us this week. He was gracious to us. And he helped us. Let's pray.